This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yinfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu al-du'a. Wa man ya'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha. Wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'a'in la yisma. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Innaka antal wahhab. وبشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So you all know what we're going to be talking about today, which is سورة الإخلاص. What is سورة الإخلاص؟ لا بدا. What is سورة الإخلاص؟ The name of the name of raise your hand, Diana. Exactly, the name of the surah. Simple, don't go there. We're taking you step by step. طيب, how many of you here know Surah Al-Ikhlas? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Right? One of the first ones we all learn. Right? And why is that? Definitely it is short. Yet, it's one of the most frequent surahs we are recommended to read. It's very interesting. Yes or no? Bismillah. Where do we normally, where we are, there's no place where we have to read, but it's highly recommended. Where is it? One by one, raise your hand. Yes. Zamzam. After Salah. Yes. في أذكار الصباح والمساء. The morning and evening أذكار. Anybody? I can't see. Yes. And witr, the last, usually it's, the sunnah is to read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Lovely. Before we go to bed. Yes. Huh? It was said already. Sunnah al-Fajr. And the sunnah of al-Fajr, the two ruka'at, before the obligatory salah of al-Fajr, there's two ruka'at, two units. The first one is قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Second is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Recommended is not an obligation, but highly recommended. Where else? Anybody went to Umrah recently? Hajj? Huh? What you raised your hand for? Yes. You raised for, okay. Did you do Tawaf? Of course. What did you do after Tawaf? What did you read in it? What did I just ask? What I just did ask? I said, have you went to Umrah? Because I was trying to give you a clue. It's the sunnah. Again, you don't have to, but it's the sunnah. Once you do your tawaf, whether it's tawaf the Umrah, whether it's tawaf extra, doesn't matter, any kind of tawaf, usually you do two units behind. Hijr Ismail? No? Maqam Ibrahim. Don't say Hijr Ismail because it is a place. Hijr Ismail is a place. And it is not. Although, I mean, if it is crowded, you're going to pray wherever, anywhere. But in general, the sunnah is behind Maqam Ibrahim. The first one, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The second is, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And, yes. They said it, you didn't hear it probably. Yes, we read it in the morning and the evening adhkar. And after Salah. This is how you divide it. So you don't have to keep jumping and you're not remembering. Right? Always you have to organize your thoughts. There is prayers, Salah, and there is outside Salah. That's easy. In Salah, take it through the day. In the morning. Right? And then, it's also recommended for Salat al-Duha. So now you come here. And then, just a second, there is it, what is it? She's texting me, so please just forgive me for a second. I don't know, I don't have my phone. Tayyib, Maryam, can you see what Norita is texting me? So I don't know, is she not hearing or something? I don't know. Tayyib, so let's just divide it. And there is places in Salah, or there is kinds of Salah where I read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ recommended, and there is outside Salah. That's the easy way. So I will read it in Sunnah al-Fajr, the two units before, and I will read it in a duha also. It is recommended, right? And I will read it in witr, Then outside Salah, I'm going to bed. After each Salah, especially after Maghrib and Fajr, you read it three times, right? I read it before I go to bed. And then if I am in Umrah. Why all this? What is the virtue of it? Anybody knows? Yes. It innaha ta'dilu thuluth al-Quran. This hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is three verses, just the three. It is equal to one third of the Quran. There's a hadith of that. And why? It's very interesting. If you didn't read it, it's going to be tough for you to guess. It's not a guess. You have to know. Right? So it's a three verses, yet very short. But it's equal to one third of the Quran. Let me read for you some of the hadith because it's really interesting. This is in al-Bukhari. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qad, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said to his companions, أَيَعْجَزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيَقْرَأَ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. Can you read one third of the Quran in one night? And they said, فَشَقَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ. This is hard. You know what's one third of the Quran? 10 أجزاء. Meaning, how many pages? 400. Roughly. Right? In one night? For us, impossible. Right? For them, they found it hard. What about us? But he said, they said, وَقَالُوا أَيَّنَا أَيُّنَا يُطِيقُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who can do that? And he said, اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الصَّمَدُ ثُلُثُ الْقُرْآنِ. Allahu al-Wahid al-Samad, this is the surah. But he said it in a different way. It's Surah al-Quran. But why it is Surah al-Quran? It's very interesting. I'll give it to you. All Quran has three main categories. The whole Quran, in a different ways. But it's mainly three categories. Number one is the oneness of Allah. Tawheed. Right? أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرَهُ. Worship Allah. You have no God but Him. And everything is about the oneness of Allah. That's one. And second one, the second part of the Quran is do and don't. Do and don't, right? Rules, do this, don't do that. And the third one is what kind of things I do. Fasting, prayer, Hajj, take care of your parents. So these are three categories. Surah Al-Ikhlas talks about which one? The first one. The oneness of Allah. That's one third of the Quran. Did you get it? Subhanallah, just one third of the Quran. Another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This one is in Muslim. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, call them. I'm going to read to them one third of the Quran. So whoever was there came in, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam qara'a qul huwa Allahu ahad. Then he read qul huwa Allahu ahad. Then we said to each other, he said he's going to read one third of the Quran. He read only قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. But they were so shy. What? And they said, there's something in this. He was told something. But they were so polite. You know who it is. And then he came out, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, I told you I'm going to read one third of the Quran. It is equal to one third of the Quran. So don't underestimate. Because sometimes, because of the size, because it's only three, I was like, that's it? You don't know anything from the Quran, just قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ? It's one third of the Quran. And especially, you say this to people who are struggling to learn to read the Quran in the beginning. Not people like, alhamdulillah, like you and me, which we should know more. But in general, it's one third of the Quran. Why it was revealed? Let's see how much you know. Yes. Yes, they asked him, who's he? Who's your Lord? The one, yani, wallah alladhi allahu, the way, and there is a beautiful hadith, I'll say it to you in a second. The way they spoke to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and the way they spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, subhanallah. And we get upset when someone says something about us. So upset when someone says something about us. And they said it about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said it about Allah, subhanAllah. So basically they came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, tell us about your Lord. Who's he? What is his full name? Insub lana rabbak. meaning tell us his full name. Subhanallah. Right? So insub lana rabbak, and this was revealed. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. It has so many names. So الإخلاص قل هو الله أحد. المقششة. طيب ها anyone raise your hand please anyone. طيب, let me give it to you. Some says that it has 30 names. Subhanallah. But I'm going to give you just some. Number one is Surah Al-Tawheed. The surah that affirm, confirm the oneness of Allah. And I'll come to it, right? Just keep this in your mind for a second, and then I'll share this with you. Number two, which is really nice, Hadi. And that's why we were probably the first one that we were taught. They call it Al-Asas, the foundation. It's very nice. It's the foundation. This religion is all based upon who's Allah. Al-Asas. Third, Surah Al-Tajreed. Al-Tajreed is when something is completely barren, free, nothing. And when you say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, you are absolutely removing anything outside from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next name, Surah Al-Najat, the saver. تُنْجِي مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. This one is not from Adab al-Qabr. It's from the punishment of Allah. Meaning, at the Day of Judgment. And Surah Al-Ma'rifah. The surah, the chapter, that you will learn and you will know. Know who? Do we know Allah? And we all know قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. But do we know Allah? The after school, I just came from them, and they were talking about the class was about Fatiha. One of the girls beautifully said, "You know, sometimes I read it very quickly when I'm upset, when I don't have time. Anyway, please." And then I said, "Why is that?" Well, I'm whatever the reason, and I said, "Who are you talking to? Who are you going to go and meet and talk to?" It's Allah. Well, we don't look at salah this way. So when I know who's Allah, when I know who I am talking to, when I know, I wouldn't even say this to myself. I say, when I know who invited me, because salah is an invitation, by the way. Hayya ala salah. Come to my house. Right? When, like, we are together here after, it's like, do you have anything to do? Come to my house. That's an invitation, right? That's what he said in al-adhan. Hayya ala salah. Come. And then he says, it's not a salah, it's not an up and down. It's hayya ala al-falah. Come to your success. So when I know what I am doing or saying deeper, I look at things very different. But when I do it as rituals or as a habit, literally, yani, sometimes you hear, especially that you say, oh, I pray so my mom doesn't get upset. Then she knows nothing about salah. Or when I say, alhamdulillah, salat, then I know nothing about salah. Because it shouldn't be a burden. It should be the reliever of the burden. So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد should never underestimate the three verses, one-third of the Qur'an. Subhanallah, one-third of the Qur'an, you're going to come and you know, the other hadith, the reason also, his couple of the group of Jews came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, describe your Lord to us. So not who, what's his name, now describe who's he. And then this is the best description. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Right? He was never born. He never delivered, and there is no one equal to him. That's the description. Let me share with you the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever you hear someone talking something about you, just remember this hadith, right? This is in al-Bukhari actually, right? And it says, لا أحد أصبر على أذى سمعه من الله. No one is more patient when people hurt them than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? No one. Let me tell you more. إِنَّهُمْ يَجْعَلُونَ لَهُمْ وَلَدًا وَهُوَ يَرْزُقُهُمْ وَيُعَافِيهِمْ. They assign children to him, and he is the one who give them sustenance and give them health. And the other one, he says, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Look at this one. كَذَّبَنِي ابْنُ آدَمْ. The son of Adam. كَذَّبَنِي, meaning he did not only not believe in me, but he didn't believe who I am. He didn't know who I am, reality who I am. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ. Look at this one. And he shouldn't have done that. Look at us. Someone say something about you and me. What happens? How upset I get, right? Come on, all of us. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us better. But we don't say, كَذَّبَنِي عَبْدِي. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ. We don't say, she had no right to say this to me in this way. Right? How dare she say that? Doesn't she know who I am? But he said, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ. He shouldn't. Then he said, وَشَتَمَنِي وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ. And he cursed me. And he shouldn't have done that. And then Allah says, فَأَمَّا تَكْذِيبَ. When he say lies about me, فَقَوْلُ لَنْ يُعِيدَنِي كَمَا بَدَأَنِي. When he say lies about me, then he, what did he say? What the human being said? That he will not bring me back the same way he created me. Right? وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. Remember for Yasin? وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ قَالَ مَنْ يُحِيَ الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. So they put lies that Allah is not capable of bringing us back. And Allah says, شَتَمَنِي. They cursed me. كَذَّبَنِي. They did not believe in me. كَذَّبَنِي عَبْدِي. So we get upset if somebody says what? Right? She didn't believe me. What does she think of me? To calm you down, as we say, take it easy. You're not the only one. You know how we say to everybody, you're not the only one, been there, done that. Now think about Allah. And people said this about him. And then, كَذَّبَنِي عَبْدِي لَنْ يُعِيدَنِي كَمَا بَدَأَنِي وَلَيْسَ أَوَّلُ الْخَلْقِ بِأَهْوَنْ عَلَيَّ مِنْ إِعَادَتِي. They said, he will not be able to bring us back. And Allah responded, and the beginning of the creation is not easier or harder than bringing it back again. وَأَمَّا شَتْمَهُ إِيَّا. When he cursed me, فَقَوْلُهُ اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Allah has a child. وَأَنَا الْأَحْدُ الصَّمَدُ. And I am the one that everyone needs. لَمْ أَلِدْ وَلَمْ أُولَدْ. I was not born and I never gave birth to children. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لِيَ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there was no one equal to me. Before I get to it, because the meanings of the surah is very clear. Do we take someone equal to Allah? Yes or no? Show me hands. And even those of you online, say yes or no. Huh? Who says yes? And who say no? And who say I have no idea? Then you didn't understand my question. Do we take someone equal to Allah? I didn't say in worship. I didn't say you worship. How dare I ask this question? May Allah forgive me. I didn't say in worship. I said equal to him. Yes or no? Yes. Now you're all going to raise your hand. No? Wallah? Okay. You? Yes, the reverts, absolutely. But I'm talking about us, born Muslim. Really? Really? You go for an interview and you didn't get the job. What do you say? The first thing comes out of my mouth. Everybody. The first thing comes out of my mouth, I'm going to put a list of excuses. They didn't like me. I'm a woman. I wear hijab. Whatever. Right? They have somebody else they want to take. They will give me the interview? They will give me the job? They will give me the job? No. Then why did I say that? Did you get my point? You all say, no, 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 they will not give me the job. Allahu al-Razzaq, right? Allah is the one who gives. Why didn't I say that? This is what I told you. Do we do it? Right? Are we afraid from people sometimes, more than we are afraid from Allah? Yes, we are. Yes. Are we shy from people more than we are shy from Allah? I don't pray in front of people. What will they say about me? That's why this is one third of the Quran. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So the first thing we want to say is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Right? And it's very beautiful when you read about it, actually. Everywhere you read about it is very beautiful. قُلْ, this is something you will see it and hear it and read it, actually, frequently in the Quran. قُلْ is what? Bismillah. Bismillah. I'm going to just ask the people online. طيب. قُلْ, say what? Just translate. Say. طيب. Say who is to who? One, raise your hand, please. Yes. Jannah, I can't hear you.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us.
And who's saying to who?
Allah.
So Allah is telling the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, say to them, قُلْ. So we have so many قُلْ. Whether it is the surahs, you know, the four quls we call them, or there's so many qul in throughout the Quran. So every time qul is, Ya Rasulullah, tell them something. Now, first thing is I need to pay attention. Because when I'm going to say, go and tell her to understand the Quran, bring it to your daily life. Right? I look at you and says, go and tell her. Let's say, go and tell Khadija. What is it? That's something important, right? Go and now who's saying to who? That's what I kept telling. Who's saying to who? Allah is saying to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, tell them. Tell them what? So every time there's two things in the Quran, you really, once you read them, both of them are dhamir. Yani both, one is fi'l amr, qul, and the other one is dhamir. When you see qul, wait. And what is he telling me? Because قُلْ, Allah is saying to Rasul alayhi salam, tell her, tell them, right? And then هُوَ. That's another frequent word is used in the Quran. هُوَ, he, capital H. He, it means what? Meaning, you. It's used in the placement of Rabbul Jalala. You say he, you're referring to Allah. But what does that mean when he say huwa? Because he is saying it. Like when I say me, I am talking about myself. I'm talking about myself. I'm telling you something you probably don't know. Or you probably forget. It's an emphasis. Right? It's an emphasis, huwa. So whenever you read, and if you want to see قُلْ and هُوَ, go to Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am, much longer, much, much longer. It's almost one part of the Quran. He alternates, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between say and هُوَ. قُلْ مَن يُنَجِّيكُم مِّن ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ. There is always these two. When I read قُلْ, I am going to say Allah is talking to me, telling me something specifically. Well, all the Quran is Allah is talking to me. But I am, there's something he's saying, I want you to listen. Pay attention. And then huwa, now pay attention about what? About him. Meaning, when I say huwa, it could be, when I say qul, could be Allah is talking to me about dunya, Allah talking to me about this life, about the akhirah, about do this, don't do that. But when he say huwa, two letters only, he's talking about himself. You better sit properly. This is how I say to myself. You better sit properly and read this because he is teaching you who is he. And my problem, and maybe not yours, is I don't know who is he. Truly. Reality. Who is he? I don't know. You know why? Because if I know who's Allah 100% all the time, 24/7, what will happen? I will never disobey him. I can't. Right? Just do this one time, and may Allah make you remember and do it even more. You wanna focus in your salah? Do the following. In your ruku', don't ask me why, but I don't know why in ruku' is more than sujood, at least for me. Just for a second, think Allah is looking at you. Just a second. Allah is looking at you. What is going to happen? You will freeze. Try it. That's what I told you. You're not going to feel it till you try it. Just a second. Think Allah is looking at you. You will freeze. You can't. Even the word doesn't come out of your mouth. Because at this moment, 1 second, you're knowing who is He. So He introduced Himself to me. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. The issue with this is it is translated to one. There's an issue in this translation. Because He didn't say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدْ. He didn't say الْوَاحِدْ. الْوَاحِدْ is one. He said قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And it's very difficult to translate it because there isn't, unless what I felt if I put the before it. قُلْ, say He is the one. Are you with me all? طيب. What is the big deal? Why you're making it too complicated? يعني واحد أحد, what is the difference? توكيد هو, هو is the توكيد. هو is the emphasis. But what is the difference if he said أحد or واحد? Why we're making it too hard? You have to know there is a reason. Every word in the Quran has a reason. Yes, huh? لا, هذا لم يلد ولم يولد. Huh? ذَاسْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ. You need to know the Arabic properly, not you speak Arabic, to see why did he use أَحَدْ and not واحد. All of you know the surah, right? Yeah. How many times you've read it? Don't even ask me. I have no idea. I can't remember. Have you ever thought why it's أَحَدْ? Hiya, Maryam. What is the difference? You're right, you're getting close. The last one.
Is it the superlative?
Is it what?
Superlative.
Meaning?
So like we have comparative and superlative.
Not ahad. All of you are answering right, by the way, but not the word ahad. What's coming? Yes. No, Ahad does not control include all his name. Allah includes all his name. And that's why he said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ and then Ahad. طيب, I'll give it to you. Don't worry. I'll give it to you. That's why you're here. Right? Just a second. Bismillah. Just a second. Bismillah. ما في صبر. طيب. There is three reasons he used. And this is you, if you just read anywhere. And I'm not giving you an information I imported from the moon. It is not. It's every book of tafsir will tell you this. Wahid is one. Ahad, as I translated, the one. طيب, what does that mean? There's three reasons. And the most important one is you cannot say the one, the second. And Ahad, in the Arabic language, there is no number two after it. In the language, there's no number two. واحد, there is number two and three and four. Are you all with me? Even the non-Arab here, right? So when I say واحد, then that means that's number one, there's number two, number three. But when I say أحد, it's not a number. There is no two. So that's one reason. Second, it means أحد, there is nothing comparable to him. And three is the best part. You can never divide him. When you say Ahad, the word itself means something that cannot be divided. Did you see the words in the Quran? So Allah, I can be divided. Each one of us can be divided, right? Alive, I can be divided. And may Allah avoid, protect us, but if I'm dead, I can be divided. Mean even now you're looking at me and say, okay, she has head, she has arms, she has legs, she has body. This is division, not Allah. We'll come to that. But this is actually his that. Now, I don't want to get too much deep in aqidah, but his essence, what is my essence and yours? What is my that? What am I made of? Right? I start from dust. 70% of my body is fluid. The rest is muscles and other things. Right? That's me. What is Allah? Love it. Ahad. Did you get it? Ahad. You cannot divide. You cannot say, I can't. And there's no way I'm going to even say a word. So this is why when you say Ahad, when you say something so unique, even in the Arabic language, we never say Ahad by itself. I have to add it to something. I said, La Ahad Nadhiru. No one equal to him. If I'm saying, for example, there is no one like, let's say, Khadija here. There is no one like Khadija in the whole Irvine. Right? I say, La ahadu mitlu Khadija. But I have to add it to a name. But if I say Ahad, that's only Allah. Exactly. That's what Sayyidina Bilal used to say. Ahadun Ahad. Ahadun Ahad. That's the word. You all know it. You've seen the movie. If you haven't, go and see it. Right? SubhanAllah, it's a legendary movie, hada. So number one, what does it do to me? Here, it's not, yani, when we are doing this series about the Quran, it's not about just information. What is going to do to me in my daily life? Now you leave and you go home. What did you learn about Allah that tomorrow I'm going to be different than today? It's all information in my head. Oh, now when I got Ahad, oh, this is interesting. This is nice. Alhamdulillah. But what is the impact on me now that I learned Allah has no substance, it cannot be divided. And then who's he? When I say who's he, something, see, yani, if I have a mirror and you should see your faces, something moved in you. And if that moving in me is on a daily basis, then the disobedience of Allah becomes much harder. So he introduced to me, like anyone you introduce yourself, you say, for example, Haifa, Yunus, live in Irvine, whatever, whatever, whatever. You put your description. And many of the descriptions, everybody else has it. I'm human being, I'm a woman, I live in Irvine, right? But the Ahad. Do you know what Sunday is in the Arabic language? Yawmul? Why?
This is when Allah started the creation.
Yes. You go and find it. Don't answer me. Khalas, she answered it. She cannot teach you. Yeah. Right? So basically, Ahad, you really keep reminding yourself. Use it when your iman is low. Use it when you feel down. Use it when you're really struggling to get up for that salah, or to feel that salah, or to obey Allah, or to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Keep saying Ahad. Or Sayyidina Bilal. Why do you think he said Ahadun Ahad? Number one, of course, to make the non-believers, he's not changing his mind. But mainly is it gives him strength. He was in the sun under the rock. But Ahadun Ahad. SubhanAllah. So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ طَيِّبْ Allahu Samad. He emphasized his name again. What does the name Allah mean? Sukut. Silence. What does Allah's name mean?
It doesn't have a meaning.
Exactly. It does not have a meaning. It's his name. That's why when the scholars differ, what is the real name of Allah, Ismullah al-Azam, the major name of Allah, they differed. A good number said it is Allah, because he said, Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa lahu al-asma'u al-husna. He said, "Who Allah?" Again, who Allah? La ilaha illahu. No God to be worshipped. And lahu al-asma'ul husna, has all the beautiful names. What is the origin of Allah in the Arabic language? Ilah. What does ilah mean? Well, did anybody raise their hand? I don't see that, right? Right? Huh? The one we worship. The one we worship, the Islamic meaning. Where is the source of it? Al-walah. The highest level of love, the craziness. When you're crazy about somebody, you say, هذا مألوه. يعني that person, people are crazy about. Are we crazy about Allah? Ya Rabbi Ameen. One day, maybe one day before I die. فَقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Now, did you see the words? Say who? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah told him, tell them, huwa, he, Allah. And then he said Allah. Two emphases. Number one, أحد. Meaning, practically. All this dunya, everything in this world should be on this side, and he is here. Nothing should be next to him. Neither my sleep, nor my children, nor my money, nor my wealth, nor my power, nor my education, nor my rest, nor my beauty. You put all the life. Nothing. Why did he say, لم يلد ولم يولد? Well, they asked him, right? Ask, describe your Lord. لم يلد ولم يولد. But what is the, why? Yes. Anybody. Those of you who know Quran, you should know the answer. What did they accuse Allah of having? وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. It's repeated in the Quran. They say, can you, بِاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَّهُ, this is something just for you all to ponder. Allah is the one who, let's say, created that person who doesn't believe in Allah. Of course he created, right? And he hears him, Allah, in his way, hear that person saying these negative things about Allah, about him. And he still feed him, and still gives him, and still forgive him if he wants forgiveness. Because it is repeated in the Quran, قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Subhana, usually after. What does Subhana mean? You are glorifying him. Wow. How can you say that? Subhana, when you glorify something, when you say, this doesn't befit. Subhana, بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ. Because they said, وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ جُزْءًا. It's not coming, it's in الزُّخْرُف. Basically, they said that it's going to come in here. I hope I wrote it. Just a second. Just bismillah, just a second, ladies. Don't jump on someone who is trying to remember the Quran. I see this all the time when the imam, may Allah help them. Don't, because if they know what they know, they just have to focus. وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا. They made to him, they appointed to him, or they referred to him from his creations part. Right? And they said the angels are his children. And they say they are female. لَمْ يَلِدْ. Anything that a human being has, in general, Allah doesn't have. And if a human being has, and Allah has, for example, Allah all-hearing, human being hears too, but it is not the same. The level. When you have a five-year-old, think of it this way, this inshallah will be clear. You have a five-year-old who says, I'm very strong. And then you get somebody who's a champion, and they said, I'm strong. Are they the same? لم يلد. قل هو الله أحد. Before that, I'm sorry. قل هو الله أحد. What is a الصمد? What is a الصمد? Translate it differently. What is a الصمد? Yes. No. Samad is not the eternal. Samad is
the one that we turn to ask.
Samad, the one who doesn't need anything and everyone needs him. Al-Mustaghni, they call it with Arabic. Right? When you say, I don't need anybody. But we say it, but in reality we do. You know what? This may be surprising for you. We need someone to love us. I'm talking about emotions now. We need someone to value us. All of us. We say, I don't need, but reality in me, yes, I do. And many of the specialty they use, they don't know my value. Allah doesn't need any of this. Samad. I need you, you need me. For sure I need him. He doesn't need me, he doesn't need anybody. تَصْمَدُ لَهُ الْخَلَاءَقَ. That's how they always say. All the humanity turn to him. You know what I say sometimes, especially when you're in Umrah or Hajj, when it is extremely crowded, in Tawaf or in Sa'i, all these millions are asking him. And he listens to everybody. And he hears everyone. And he gives it to everyone. And who is he? True or false? True or false? Right? Five people in the house, each one in their room, they're praying and making dua. He hears everyone. Let alone the millions. In one time, all of them in Arafah. Everybody raising their hand. The last hour of the day of Arafah. In Arafah and everywhere in the world. Everyone raising their hand. He listens, he knows, he hears, and he responds. Who is he? Did you see this? If this is something I keep reminding myself of it, my relationship with Allah will change. Will change. I'm not going to go and ask anyone before I ask Allah. I am not going to rely on anyone. First, I rely on Allah. That doesn't mean we don't need each other. He made it. This is His sunnah. This is how His path. That people need people, but the need is secondary. The first need is, like Sayyidina Ibrahim, Abu Tawheed, the father of Tawheed. When he was thrown in the fire, right? Jibreel came to him. Imagine you and me. Jibreel came to him and says, Alaka haja? Do you need anything? He's in the fire, right? What did he say? Minka fala. Min Allahi na'am. From you, and this is angel, not a human being. From you, no, I don't need anything. But from Allah, yes. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. We said, fire, be calm, be cool, and peace on Ibrahim. He is the only one who doesn't need us. This is what all of us need to learn. He doesn't need my salah. He doesn't need my fasting. He doesn't need my hijab. He doesn't need my avoiding haram. Nothing. I do it. I don't do it. Nothing is going to be more with him or less. Right? But we need him. That's why he is a samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. That's when some of you said, nothing before him, nothing after him. Huwa al-awwalu wa al-akhir. هو الأول إنك الأول ليس قبلك شيء وأنت الآخر ليس بعدك شيء. That's what the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام, especially in Tahajjud, used to say to him. You're the first, nothing before you, and you are the end or the last, and nothing after you. What we need as a Muslim ummah in general, but definitely us, and I'm going to say part of the ummah that living here, is we need to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I had an authority, I will make it compulsory, wallahi, on every Muslim to study aqeedah. The practical aqeedah, the practical creed, compulsory on every Muslim to really know who's Allah, to know who he or she is disobeying, and also to know who she is asking. I had this question this morning. How long I keep asking Allah? We don't know him. Mafi time. Right? I was like, did he say he's going to respond 2026? قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. He said, call upon me, I will answer. He didn't give me a time. Why? Because he's al-alim al-khabir. He all know. He's all aware. He knows what's good for me. But this needs a lot of work. This is not a 1 hour lecture in a week. This is a daily thing. That's why the kids, the children, before you teach them how to read Quran, you need to teach them who's Allah. Before you teach them to memorize Quran, which is great, but we need to teach them who's Allah. Because once I know who's Allah, done. Done. My relationship changed the way I look at dunya. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. And the last one, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. What is kufu in the Arabic language? Something equal. Equal. Same, same, completely. Same, same, same in everything. Like you say, subhanAllah, she's kufu to her. Meaning, same height, same skin color, same, 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 same. That's human beings. But not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing like. So when you raise your hand, or I raise my hand, and I ask him and I beg him, I need to bring all these feelings, this knowledge in me, and I say it, and I am so confident, and I'm not arrogant. I know you are listening to me. I know you are hearing me. Allahumma innaka tara makani, wa tasma'u kalami, wa ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati, wa la yakhfa alayka shay'un minni. It's one of the munajat, the intimate conversation Rasulullah s.a.w. used to say with Allah. Ya Allah, innaka tara makani. You see my place. You see me as I'm speaking. You see us as you all looking at me. You see all these people online. Tara makani. You see my place. Wa tasma'u kalami. And you hear my word. And this is the even deeper. Wa ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati. And you know everything I'm showing. And everything I am not. وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ شَيْءٌ مِّنِّي. And nothing I am hiding is not known to you. Imagine this. Imagine before I get to salah, before I say Allahu Akbar, I'm going to do this dua. Or I'm going to just talk to him. What is my khushu' will be compared to I was looking at my phone. Or I was just talking to somebody. Dunya, halal, but talking. So thuluthul Qur'an now, I hope you know why it is. Because when you dig deep in it, you know who's Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabbi, ameen, make us, ya Rabbi, نُقَدِّرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ نُعْطِ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ يَا رَبِّي أَمِينَ جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. Any question? Yes, please.